I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports the arrest and imprisonment of a Christian evangelist in Eritrea last week. Glenn Penner says the government tells a different story.
If you ask the Eritrean government, are there any Christians in jail because of their faith, they'll tell you no. There are no Christians in jail. There are only criminals in jail. What they've done is they've criminalized Christian activity.
The U.S. State Department echoes the 2007 World Watch list of countries with the worst religious persecution when it says Eritrea has deteriorated further. Penner says the lack of freedom will have a negative effect on evangelism. Next, Inter-Senegal Mission, in collaboration with Partners International, is seeing great results with a holistic approach to evangelism. Reverend Jose Oliveira, the director of ISM, explains why.
I'm sure that you have heard these quotes. People don't care how much we know until they know we care. And in the past, the approach was mainly to give words or our theology. And that doesn't really attract them. But when they see that we care, little by little, they open up.
Microloans, women's outreaches, and food relief are just a few programs helping them gain credibility toward the gospel. And the 239th Battalion at the Fort Jackson Army Training Center in South Carolina is going through basic training of a spiritual kind. An Army chaplain volunteer is using the Jesus film as part of God's Basic Training, a Bible-based curriculum. Between 200 and 300 soldiers attend each showing, and roughly 10% indicate their trust in Christ. There are about 5 Jesus film showings a year, so each cycle of recruits has a chance to watch it. Pray for the discipleship of these new believers. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also do it safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.